All right, Andrew. 2 second place runs today, but you're probably almost as happy as a win.
Oh, yeah, that was exactly what we wanted to do. It's very exciting. You know, this is the last thing we were missing, was championship. We had Russ here, and Russ was huge. Once again, having him here to help us out, and all my crew guys did an awesome job. It's weird, the last 3 weeks we were trying not to be involved in anything, and it actually got us involved in an accident every week. So sometimes driving more defensive costs you.
That second race there, you backed off more than you charged. Almost like a good thing, because you did get some damage in the front, but if you were kind of more involved in that second race and that accident and the last lap, you might have done a lot more damage than just a little bit of a shove in your bumper.
Yeah, that was tough. I mean, we weren't running very fast lap times. I think they said we were turning in the sixes. And it was just trying to roll it through the corner and get on the gas and roll out. And it's tough to drive like that, because you don't know if the guy behind you is going to run you over. I mean, if you're in open air and everybody's running that fast, you're fine. We're going too slow, and I just didn't want to take a chance going under Bruce. I mean, there was two or three times he was up in about the sixth groove, and I didn't want, because if for whatever reason we got caught up, I'd have hated myself all week long for that. So I was happy running fourth, and I saw that one coming with about three to go. I saw that one coming. I don't know entirely what happened. I don't know. There's two theories, that Camden just dove in on him, and then he got help from Bruce in on him. I'm not sure which one it was, but, you know, fortunately we missed it.
All but clinched the race, the points race, that is. All you have to do is basically start, and I'm sure you'll, unless barring a flight, maybe you'll just drive up that weekend to ensure that you're here. You'll have that win and, well, the points championship in hand. Going into Classic, not a points race, and then once you're here for the race champions, not a points race. Is it a little bit of a relief now? You can just kind of run and do what you want to do?
Pretty much. Now that we're up and up, that we just got to start. Once we take that green, we can go to work hard in the ROC race. And like you said, I've had a lot of bad luck with U.S. Air, so hopefully they don't fly me to Alaska or something, and we'll be fine. We'll be here, but we'll be all right, and I'm excited now because we can stop, hopefully, just taking it easy, and we can go back to doing what we did at the beginning of the year and just go fierce and go hard, and I think that's what's going to happen, is we're going to be fast.
All right. Finally, how do you have to thank for your two top twos tonight? Top twos. 2 second place runs tonight, and your eventual track championship, barring any unforeseen trip to Alaska.
Yeah, this is definitely big on my dad. My dad put a lot of man hours in. This is huge. This was, I'd say, 85% him all this year. He fixes it. He maintains it. He does a lot of work on this thing, and I got to thank him. And it's not possible financially, work-wise, anything to get this done. It's a huge shout-out to him. Tom, continuing to stick with me. It's difficult coming from North Carolina. You could have a driver that's here every week. Gary, Scott, and Russ Brown and the entire Hedger crew. They've done an awesome job. My girlfriend for letting me take basically the entire summer off from us doing stuff to be able to come up here and do this. And it's been a total team effort, and all the sponsors, Ukrainian National Club, Arnold's Family Restaurant, Richard Walton Trucking, GNV Auto, East Coast Customs, they've all stuck with us, and they've all been very very loyal.
Got a prediction on what it's going to take to get the pole in the SBS division for the Classic?
I don't know. Supposedly you got to bounce on 3 feet and spin around and then throw something up in the air, and then from there they kind of decide where you're going to start. It's... You know, I don't know. It's just, we'll go out there, run as fast a lap as we can. Our car's a race car. It's not particularly a time trial car. I don't think we're going to, you know, rip off the top lap time. It's just not the way we set the car up. And we'll go out there, probably time trial within the top four or five, and then just do what we do in Classic. Go at it. And I think we're going to be fine. The car's been the fastest all year it's been in my 5 years here, so we'll be good.